There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this program. We play nice here. Sometimes. Come on in, stay a while. Spent most of the first hour talking about what happened with Sacramento and Golden State. To be more specific, Draymond Green, Domantas Sabonis, and now the fallout. You know, the bigger fallout is you're going back 0-2, and it's a position that Golden State with Steph Curry has never been in the playoffs. Draymond Green going to get suspended? I don't think he will, and I think he'll probably get fined by the commissioner, but I get the sneaky suspicion that he will not be suspended for Game 3. Chris Mannix will join us a little bit later on. He's covering the NBA for Sports Illustrated. We had his thoughts. By the way, I don't climb on Mannix's bandwagon or give Mannix credit very often, and rightfully so. But he was one of the first people to say that the Lakers were going to win the West. He didn't say they could. He said they will win the Western Conference. And I know that they had trouble with the play-in game. Now with Ja Morant, iffy. You know, it almost feels like with Memphis, they know that this is just not their year. With everything that's happened with Ja Morant, now Ja Morant being injured. And it almost feels like he is emotionally spent with everything that he's gone through. Now with the shooting hand being injured, he's iffy for game two. Giannis is back, I guess is okay, and should be able to play in game two. And they're going to need him. Even though the Miami Heat don't have Tyler Hero. When Jimmy Butler's playing, Jimmy Butler can win a game. Jimmy Butler is similar to Kawhi. Now, Kawhi is, you know, going to go down as a better player. But it just feels like game on the line, playoff basketball, Jimmy Butler produces. And Kawhi Leonard produces. And we talked to Jamal Crawford yesterday, who played for 20 years, played for nine teams, sixth man of the year three times. And I said, how are we going to remember Kawhi Leonard? And he said, not a top five regular season player, but a top five postseason player in his era. And he's right, because Kawhi with San Antonio, Kawhi with Toronto, and even game one against Phoenix, he played great. And he has to, because Paul George is not going to be there. And they play tonight. The Clippers are 7.5-point underdogs. The Knicks are 5.5-point underdogs against the Cavs. And the Hawks are 10.5-point underdogs against the Celtics. We say good morning, those watching on Peacock. If you're watching on Peacock, we have a new toy here. Light the beam. Weeks, our cameraman, he built a mini beam that we have in the back, and we got to light the beam last hour.
It's quite satisfying.
It was nice. It was fun. I let Todd do it, and he did it okay. Marvin did it, too.
And hit it three times.
Yeah, he did. 877-3DP-SHOW. You know what? What, Marv? What?
What's the next small market team that's going to come up with the next gimmick? Sacramento had light the beam. Who's going to come up with something? Oklahoma City's got to do something.
Hmm. I don't know.
Engage the laser. Timberwolves basketball, right?
Well, you got to win.
I know. They're getting ready. They'll get the laser first.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a gimmick, but then if you can't use it because you're not winning, you know, it's like, have you used that in a while? Nope, haven't used it in a couple of weeks. Yes, Tom.
Can the Magic do wave the wand? There's like giant wand and little sparkles come out of it.
All right.
The top of the arena.
All right.
Wave the wand.
All right. You could do that with Mickey Mouse.
Careful what drunk people in the stands may do when you say wave the wand.
Whoa.
It could happen. Things could happen.
Hey, now.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Wave the wand three.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a scrappy young upstart team right now that nobody believes in, Underdogs, making a great run through the playoffs, who might come up with a gimmick. Your New York City Knicks.
Yeah!
Nobody believes in them.
Nobody.
Just a small market. Just somehow making do.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yes, Ton.
So what do you do? Pick the pockets? What do you do in New York City?
Okay.
Oh, that's not nice. That's not bad. There's a lot of crime there, you know?
Has anybody had their pocket picked before? Is anybody willing to admit they've had their pocket picked? Yes, Tom.
I had someone request that I take something out of my pocket and hand it to them as opposed to them just sneakily taking it without my knowledge. That's not fun.
Wait, you were robbed?
Getting burglarized, yeah, like that. And my brother did too. He was walking in Brooklyn near Coney Island, and I think they said, hey, nice watch. I think I'll take that.
That's never good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they asked what time it is.
What happened to you?
I had a couple of bucks. Thankfully, I didn't have a lot of money, but I had some money in my pocket, and you know, he basically just said, you know, what do you got in your pocket there? And I thought he was hitting on me at first. Turns out he wanted my $12.39 and my Subway token, but whatever.
How old were you?
14, something like that. 13, 14. Enough to still be traumatized.
The kid was probably 8.
What about you, Marv?
Never pickpocketed. Someone tried to rob me, but that was only once.
Well, wait. What do you mean? They have a gun?
No, it was like three guys, and I had Space Jam 11s on, and they wanted the Jordans off of my feet. 17-year-old Marvin, 7 days before my 18th birthday, and I left. I was bruised. I mean, but I kept my sneakers. Stupid. At 17, I was ready to die for those sneakers.
Oh, my God.
At 39, take them right now. I was walking around, like, busted lip, my eye socket. I was walking around with a shiner for about 3 weeks. Busted lip. Chipped tooth, all that.
Do you still have the shoes?
No, it's 20 years ago, but I wore those things out, though.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I got shoved down a flight of steps in high school. I didn't take any money or anything, but I was on my way to gym.
No, but that's different.
Since we're sharing, that's, it's like, why did you get shoved me down an entire flight of steps?
Todd.
And my notebook open and all my papers for my test were all
Trapper
over the
place. Trapper keeper flying in the air.
Those little loose leaf, those
Todd,
little rings
Todd,
bent.
That was bullying. That was not.
That shouldn't happen to like a 16-year-old kid, though. It's a little embarrassing to admit. I'm in high school, I'm like a high school junior.
And it was a girl who did it
to
you.
I know. I was like, stop it, Stacy. Leave me alone already.
The closest he got to a girl.
Update the poll results, Seton, from hour one. And what are we going to keep or go with in hour two?
Dan, hour one, we had up there tossing Draymond Green from last night's game was excessive or necessary. Right now, 76% of the audience say necessary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like it. Well, that one just went up there, so we'll stick with that one for hour two.
All right.
See if it balances out.
Okay. Because I don't know if people think he should be suspended. Because I don't think he should be suspended. I think he'll be fined. And, you know, even inciting the crowd, you know, the whole thing. And once again, if you missed anything on the show, you can always listen on the podcast or you can go to danpatrick.com. But we spent a lot of time on this. And, you know, what role did Sabonis play in this? Because he got a technical for his role in this. And then after that, my problem with Draymond Green is he's selfish. For a guy who's a great team player, he is selfish at times. And he has done this in the playoffs before. And he did that last night. It's a 4-point game. It's 7 minutes to go. Sabonis is going to get a technical. Steph's going to shoot the free throw. Now you're down three. You're in this. And you've been a horrible road team. And you don't need to fire up the crowd on the road. They're fired up. If that was at Golden State and happened, then I understand it, that you're getting them fired up and yelling and screaming. But Sacramento Kings fans are probably going, what's he doing? Like, who's he mad at? You know? You're the one that just got kicked out of the game. And we're going to go on a run here, and we're up 2-0. Yeah, Paul.
At this point in his career, Draymond should be the guy on the ground baiting the other guy into a technical foul or getting someone out of the game.
Yeah, you're right.
He should be Sabonis, I know, isn't a rookie or anything, but it should be flip-flopped, and it's still not flip-flopped.
This is what Rodman was a genius at doing. Dennis could do it in a way that he was always the victim. And he wasn't a mean guy. He wasn't a dirty player. He was a very, very smart player. He would get tangled up in the series against the Utah Jazz. And he would get tangled up with Karl Malone. He wanted to get into Karl Malone's head. And he did a great job. And Dennis would just get into it enough where it wasn't, you know, flagrant, over the top, egregious. But it was just enough to be a nuisance. And Draymond could be that. But he always takes it a step further. And he's had moments where he's gotten into somebody, knocked people down. He kicked Steven Adams right in the Adams. And, you know, it's just, there's no, he's gotten what he deserves. But I don't think he should be suspended in this situation. Sabonis does grab his ankle. It's not like he was holding on for dear life. He was just trying to prevent him from running down the floor. That's all. But everything that happened, you know, I'll let you hear Draymond. Here's Draymond after the game talking about the incident.
Can you just walk us through what happened there?
My leg got grabbed. Second time in 2 nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just kind of...
I can only step so far, pulling my leg away.
Okay. Tell that to the commissioner. Good luck with that. No better place to be on Sunday morning than the ballpark. Don't miss MLB Sunday Leadoff, bringing you all the action from some of the best teams in the country. Live stream exclusive games Sunday mornings, all season long, only on Peacock. Our streaming partner. Get some phone calls coming up. By the way, it was yesterday, about 11 hours ago, that, or I should say 23 hours ago, that Jalen Hurts' contract details came out. And at first I thought, okay, I understand the logic if I'm the Eagles. Let's get out in front of this because we don't want Joe Burrow to sign his deal and Justin Herbert to sign his deal. Then Jalen Hurts' agent is going to say, well, my guy got to the Super Bowl. Shouldn't he get with Joe Burrow? Because Joe Burrow is going to get more than Jalen Hurts. Does Justin Herbert deserve that? Probably not. But they will probably give him more than what Jalen Hurts. Then we immediately said, well, what's this mean for Lamar Jackson? Because we did think Deshaun Watson reset the quarterback market. Like, everybody's going to want everything guaranteed, right? Kyler Murray got his deal, wasn't all fully guaranteed. Russell Wilson has his deal. Aaron Rodgers has his. Danny Dimes got his deal. You know, everybody's getting their money here. But does this affect Lamar Jackson? How does this affect Joe Burrow? How does this affect, you know, Justin Herbert? Would Lamar Jackson now go, man, you know what? That's a pretty good landing spot right there. Now, he might say, well, you know, I'm an MVP. Yeah, Jalen Hurts went to the Super Bowl and could have been the MVP in the Super Bowl. Like, I want that MVP. Regular season MVP is great. Jalen Hurts was almost the MVP of the Super Bowl. Would I have given him the deal now? I guess what you're doing is you're saying, let's do it now, because if we wait a year, then is he going to cost us even more because of the other deals that are going to be signed? And I think that they did a good job with this, how it's structured and, you know, the amount of money that's guaranteed. And I think he's a really good player. This is why when you talk to scouts, you talk to analysts, you talk to GMs, you talk to coaches, at times they have no idea what's in front of them. Because if you look at Jalen Hurts' career, he goes to Alabama. He gets replaced in the national title game. Tua comes in, wins the title, and then Nick Saban has to say to Jalen Hurts, you're not going to be the starter. He goes to Oklahoma, and, you know, we're thinking, all right, Lincoln Riley, let me see what you can do with Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts was great. Then the draft happens. The Eagles have Carson Wentz. They're 1 year into that deal, I believe. And then with the 53rd pick, they take Jalen Hurts. I'm thinking, okay, most of the reports had him as a backup, you know, a high-end backup quarterback at best. It's all about where you land. If I put Patrick Mahomes on the Bears, they're not doing anything. As great as he is, they're not doing anything. If I put Tom Brady on the Bears in his prime, they're not doing anything. It's the team you have surrounding you. The fact that Mahomes had question marks because he played like Brett Favre. They were worried he was a gunslinger. So he goes. Now, he was going to go later in the first round, but Andy Reid saw something that a lot of people did not. Deshaun Watson did everything you would want in a college career, and he fell. Mitch Trubisky didn't do anything in a college career, and he moved up. It's in the eye of the beholder. And when you go to the right team, that's the important part. Eli Manning, if he's on, you know, a suspect team, he's not going to the Hall of Fame. Ben Roethlisberger went to an incredible organization. Now, were they great in moments? Absolutely. And that's why they're going to the Hall of Fame. But the team that drafts you, so Jalen Hurts goes to a team that's already got an offensive and defensive line that's the best in football. Then you start to add some pieces there, and now you have maybe the best team in the NFC, or certainly one of the two or three. And because of that, he's not asked to do everything. Trevor Lawrence was asked to do everything in Jacksonville. If I put Trevor Lawrence on the Eagles, I believe that they could go to the Super Bowl with Trevor Lawrence. And there are a few other quarterbacks. But Jalen Hurts does understand what he does well, and he deserved the contract. It's a great story. But make no mistake about it. These quarterbacks who are going to Houston or Carolina, you know, they may fizzle out here. It could be Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield didn't go to a good team. Now, he didn't play great most of the time there. But if he was on a better team, when he was on the Rams, he played pretty well. They were a better team. Getting the right place. You know, Russell Wilson, he couldn't do it all in Denver. We saw that. In Seattle, he didn't have to do it all. It's like Jalen Hurts, finding the right spot. So when you look at these quarterbacks, like Will Levis, he might be the second quarterback off the board, which I don't get. But that you're starting to get a little bit more information here. You know, you got Bryce Young's going to go number one. And I told you the draft starts at number two with the Texans because I don't know if the Texans are going to take a quarterback. You know, Brock Purdy, if I put him on the Bears, is nobody. But if I go with a great offensive-minded coach and unbelievable roster, all of a sudden we're singing the praises of Brock Purdy, and nobody saw this. Coming out of Iowa State, nobody did. All of a sudden, you're like, yeah, we see it. We saw it in practice. You're, okay, if I got Kittle to throw to and Deebo Samuel to throw to and I got Christian McCaffrey and I got the best defense in football, I got a chance to, you know, probably do some damage here. Yeah, Paul.
So based off that, maybe you build a team or build a decent roster before you bring in a quarterback. The Houston Texans, don't they have the second pick and the eighth pick maybe? Somewhere around there, second and eighth? Use those two picks on an offensive lineman and defensive lineman. Then you're going to stink next year, and then you go for Caleb Williams or whoever the player is.
Yeah, I think it's difficult, but I, you know, D'Amico Ryans is a defensive-minded coach, and he's a former defensive player. Does he take Anderson out of Alabama? I don't know. But if you have the second pick and the 12th pick, you gotta make your team better, well-rounded, and not just rely on Bryce Young to come in and change you, because he won't. He'll run for his life. And even with C.J. Stroud, you put him in Indy, or, well, Indy's a good team. You put him in Houston, he's going to run for his life. But the quarterback sometimes who's taken later gets on a better team. And that's what I always keep an eye out. You know, Deshaun Watson benefited, it felt like, when he went a little bit later. Mahomes obviously was with Andy Reid and a better team there. And you go back to Trevor Lawrence, his rookie year. It wasn't pretty because it wasn't a good team. Then all of a sudden they go, we're going to bring in some receivers and we're going to change coaches. And then all of a sudden we look at Trevor Lawrence and we go, that's right. You know, he was the number one overall pick. Let's see. Draymond Green asked for x-rays on his right ankle after the game too long.
Playing the long game.
I like it. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk some baseball. Oh, our good buddy, Sean Casey, MLB Network, will join us coming up. Chris Mannix in an hour from now, covering the NBA playoffs. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. I'm getting excited. Weather's getting better. So instead of just banging balls on the simulator, I get to go out and play some golf with the PXG clubs. PXG Gen 6 golf clubs. They check all the boxes here. Outstanding distance, unmatched forgiveness, incredible sound and feel, and they're gorgeous. They are stunning, new designs, faster materials, technology. They don't spare any expenses here. Like, they want the best product out there, and this will change your game. And they're custom fitted to you, so it's fitted to your swing, and that's the key. A lot of people buy clubs, and they buy them, and they go to a, you know, sports department store, and that's not fitted for you. You need to have it so it's, you know, correctly dialed into how you swing a golf club. Club head speed, shaft, the loft, all of that. And you get that taken care of with PXG. PXG.com or 844-PLAY-PXG to find a place that will fit you. It'll change your game, and you'll enjoy the game a whole lot more. PXG.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, MBUSA.com. Mark J. Spears tweets that Draymond Green asked for an x-ray on his right ankle after the Game 2 loss. A source adds Green believes the injury came when the Kings star Domantas Sabonis grabbed his ankle before the stomp. Thoughts and prayers for Draymond Green and his ankle. Sean Casey, he doesn't get in a fight with anybody. MLB Network analyst, three-time NL All-Star with the Reds. Wait, did you ever get into a fight in your major league career?
I did get into a couple fights, DP. I got suspended twice, but I was coming into the fight. I remember the first fight I got into was, remember Carlos Silva? So Adam, when Adam Dunn first came up, man, Dunner was like, if you remember Adam Dunn, you know, 6'5", probably like 250. And I remember him telling me one time, he goes, Case, he goes, he used to play football at Texas. He's like, I'm coming for the catchers. You know, I'm coming for it. And I'm like, man, you know, I'm like, all right. So the first time I ever seen him hit a catcher, we're in San Diego. He just gets called up. He's rounding third, and I'm behind the dish, and I'm telling him, get down left, down left. Boom, he hits Weaky Gonzalez, and like, Weaky Gonzalez is knocked out cold. Dunner runs to the dugout. I'm literally over Weaky going, bro, are you okay? Are you okay? You know, so that was the first time I realized Dunner was coming for catchers. So fast forward a couple months later, we're playing the Phillies, and he had a play with Mike Lieberthal at the dish and kind of took him out, and it looked a little dirty, to tell you the truth. I'm like, that was a little dirty, I think, right there. You know what I mean? So the next time he comes up, Silva throws behind him, and I was like, all right, guys, we're getting ready to go. Everybody on the top step, like William Wallace would be, Braveheart time. You know what I mean? So next pitch, he drills Dunner, and then Dunner does the cardinal sin of going to get a pitcher. He goes out, hesitates, and then goes again. So when he goes again, Lieberthal had got him from behind, Danny, and clips him. And then Dunner goes straight down, and I go flying out as fast as I could. You know that wasn't that fast, but I'm out there just arms. I'm out there like just running like this, you know, bad technique. I get out there. Carlos Silva comes up, and I'm like, I'm going to play peacemaker. I'm like, hey, let's break it up, break it up. Carlos Silva like sticks Dunner's head in the ground and boom, gives him one. So now I'm like 5 feet away. I'm like, change your plans. And I just come in and bam. I end up hitting Silva in the face. Next thing you know, we're all on the mound for some reason. For some reason, we're all on the mound. I'm like, this is a terrible place to be. Next thing you know, Danny, I'm on the mound. Next thing you know, I'm airborne. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm airborne. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, like, someone has me, and they're launching me off, like it's freaking WWE off the top rope, off the mountain. I'm airborne. I'm just like, oh, boom. He drops me. Todd Pratt. You remember Todd Pratt?
Yeah.
I mean, monster of a man grabs me and runs with me and drops me and was the Phillies. So Placido Polanco's on the team. He's like, Casey, are you okay? Are you okay? At the bottom of the pile, I'm like, argh. I was like, I think I broke four ribs. And it turns out I got 3-game suspension. So, yeah, I got in there a little bit every once in a while.
If you were going to give a grade to Major League Baseball for the first month of the season, what would the grade be?
Oh, A. I think it's an A.
Any negatives to the new rule changes?
The only negative I would say, literally, I thought the one negative was when Bellinger the other day was back in L.A. and he was getting a standing ovation. They're like, Cody Bellinger. And he's like, yeah, the place is going crazy. 55,000. He's tipping his hat. And the ump comes out. He's like, strike one. I'm like, okay. You
know? I mean, the umpire's got to call timeout to understand the moment there.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to learn from that one right there and say, okay, when a guy comes back after winning championships for 6 years, he finally comes back and gets a standing ovation. Let's let that roll for a second. You know what I mean? It's good for the game.
Okay. You were a great hitter. How would you use the pitch clock to your advantage?
Well, I think, I was a mess in the box. Remember, Dan, I stretched to the left, stretched right, double shoulder roll, a couple of these bad boys, and then doing my gloves, and I'm lifting my leg. And I would have been like, strike one, two, three. He's out of here.
So you would have had trouble. You would have had trouble with this.
I think initially I would have had to have like cleaned up my act a little bit, no doubt, and so like you know get in the box quicker. But I think the advantage is in the hitter pitcher matchup. you know, I think it's like, hey, listen, you know, there's not much time to think about that next pitch. You know, within 8 seconds, you have to address that pitcher. So I think almost as an advantage sometimes, I think sometimes as a hitter, if you're, especially on times where you're struggling, you're overthinking what just happened. You know, was it a sinker, this and that, or man, I just took a terrible swing and a changeup and looked terrible in front of everybody. I'm getting booed. No, you don't have time to think that. Like, you got to just get your breath, get your process tighter, and get in the box and face, you know, the action. So I like that. I like that it's a little quicker. I think it's good for the pitcher and the hitter.
Yeah, Aaron Judge talked about that. You don't have time to think about the last pitch because you got to be in the moment. You got to be present there. We're talking to Sean Casey, MLB Network analyst, three-time All-Star with the Cincinnati Reds, and maybe the only man who's ever been thrown out at first base by the left fielder.
The only guy. And it'll never happen again, I don't think. I think I'm the only guy that'll happen.
Give me the surprise team this year.
Man, I think Minnesota. I think Minnesota has a real shot with if Buxton, you know, Buxton DH'ing and staying on the field. I think that if you can get 145 games of Byron Buxton swinging, I think it adds so much. I think Lopez to the top of that line, top of that rotation, is a huge piece that kind of went under the radar. I mean, Arise is a great player, won the batting title, went to the Marlins, is doing his thing. But I think Lopez at the top of that rotation makes them better. Correa being back, I think the Twins, you know, really have a shot to do well this year.
MLB Network has Shohei Ohtani and the Angels against Aaron Judge and the Yankees the next 3 days. Ohtani's not going to be on the mound for these games. He was pitching yesterday at Fenway. So tonight it's 7 Eastern. And also, Sean has a podcast, the Mayor's Office. If you ran the Angels, what would you do with Shohei Ohtani with this next contract?
Well, I think the problem the Angels have is that Trout is signed to such a big contract. And the fact that Rendon is signed to over $200 million, and now you have a problem with, are you willing to have Ohtani? You know, we're talking, we could be seeing upwards of $500 million for this contract. You already have these three guys in your team. You have Ohtani, you have Trout, and you have Rendon. So if you add that payroll, you know, they're having a tough time getting pitching right now as it is. So if I'm the Angels, he's the best player in baseball. He also is an international superstar. So as far as making money at the gate, there's nobody that sells more than Ohtani. If I'm the Angels, I try to bring them back. I mean, I try to find a way to bring them back, knowing that, you know, we have three guys now that we are promised some big long-term deals. But Ohtani's just a different breed than
anyone. Yeah, but you're not winning with these guys. And I know Rendon has been injured, but a big disappointment. I don't want to say stuck with Trout's contract, but, you know, it hasn't produced anything. And it's not all on him, obviously, with one baseball player, but you're going to spend probably $600 million on Shohei Ohtani, right? What if you're out? What if you're out of the pennant race and it's mid-August? You want to? I don't know if you want to keep doing the same thing you're doing and spending all this money, or you could get the biggest haul in baseball history. Now you'd be known as the team that traded away Shohei Ohtani, and you know. Yeah. But as long as he didn't end up with the Dodgers, then, you know, that would be, that'd be even more, I'd compound it. But give me a scenario where you consider trading Ohtani?
I think that the scenario would be that. I mean, they're going to really have to look at, you know, if you let Shohei walk, when he goes to free agency and you don't sign him back and you let him walk and he goes to LA or New York or wherever he's, you know, going to go, the Dodgers, you're exactly right, Dan. You have a shot at the deadline this year to actually get an unbelievable haul back of, you could get ready big league players that are legit and also frontline top prospects. So this is the one shot the Angels have. If they think at all he's going to walk at free agency, I almost feel like if the Angels are out of it at the deadline, you have to trade Shohei.
What's the coolest thing in your man cave?
Coolest thing in my man cave. All right. I got some cool stuff over there. I think one of the coolest things that I have is I have a signed check by Joe DiMaggio and a signed check by Marilyn Monroe with a picture above them. And I just think it's cool. It's a 1955 check signed by Marilyn Monroe.
Can you take it off the wall?
All right, hang on. Let me see.
Okay. Talking to Sean Casey, MLB Network.
Oh, yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, here we go. All right, show and tell. All right.
Here you go. See it? So it's DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe getting off a private jet back in the day when they used to fly Marquee Jet. I think DiMaggio had a $50,000 card.
What's the check? How much is it for?
This check, I don't know if Marilyn Monroe was cheap or not, but this check's for $1.55 that Marilyn wrote.
How did you end up with it?
So, and then this one's the some school DiMaggio wrote for $18,000. That's a big one. I ended up with it because the baseball assistance team, they have a big fundraiser every year where a lot of the Hall of Famers guys come back to New York. And I went to it a few years ago. I was in the city, you know, working at the network. And dude, Danny, there was a huge snowstorm, bro. So no one made it. So next thing you know, I'm like, I was bidding on everything. I'm like, I'll take that. So that's how I got it. If anyone else had made this thing, no way this is at my house. But the fact that six guys showed up is the reason I have this thing right here.
Hey, by the way, congrats with your son hitting a grand slam. And where is he at? Kent State?
Yeah, Kent State. He's at Kent State. Yeah. Yeah, man. Thank you, brother. I tell you what, there's nothing like watching your kids play, you know, playing at Kent State and doing well. But you know, you're more nervous watching them play than you ever are by yourself in the box.
And his home run trot is faster than you sprinting.
He runs a 6.5, 60. I'm like, I don't know where you came from, but definitely not my side of the family, you know?
Good to talk to you, man. Thank you again, Sean.
Yeah, Danny, great seeing you. Thanks for having me on, brother. See you soon.
Sean Casey, Mr. Energy. He didn't even know we were going to ask him about getting into a fight. He had one hand, you know, ready to go. MLB Network analyst. By the way, they have Shohei and the Angels against the Yankees the next 3 days, starting tonight at 7 Eastern. And Sean has a podcast, The Mayor's Office. Take a break. Got some phone calls. People still fired up about Draymond Green. We'll come back with that right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
According to DraftKings, the Eagles currently have the third best odds to win the Super Bowl next season. Jalen Hurts under contract. Kansas City Chiefs, then the Niners, and then your Philadelphia Eagles. I guess no surprise there. I'm curious, though, with Brock Purdy coming back, will he be ready for the start of the season? And he gave some kind of time frame that he's on course to be ready to start for the 49ers. I just don't know what you do with Trey Lance, because you spent a lot to get him. You didn't spend anything to get Brock Purdy, but Trey Lance is under contract. I guess you keep him as your backup, but it's kind of an interesting scenario there with Brock Purdy being able to play. And the last thing Brock Purdy wants is Trey Lance gets in, starts, plays well. Now, all of a sudden, you got a quarterback controversy there. Yeah, Pauline.
And Brock Purdy had surgery with a torn UCL, but it's not like Tommy John surgery. It's not where you're out a year. It's this different type of surgery. It happened on March 10th, and it's a lesser response time.
I thought it was going to be Tommy John surgery, right. And then I said, he's not going to be back to start the season. And then that was modified as far as what the surgery is. Shackelford in San Antonio joins us.
Hey, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Second time caller, long time listener, 145 pounds, 5'5". So I did want to talk about that American History X Edward Norton stomp on Sabonis' chest, okay? For Draymond to say that he had nowhere else to step and he doesn't even have the flexibility is a total joke, because immediately after stomping on his chest, he pulls a Tony Hawk kickflip over him. I mean, come on, man. How ridiculous is that? And for y'all to call Sabonis, or folks to call Sabonis, completely soft, imagine if that was Anthony Davis. That dude would be out for the rest of this remaining playoff season and the following season.
They would have given last rights to Anthony Davis if it happened to him. Shackelford, that's a good call there. And I think he is pointing his comments at you, Todd, since you called Sabonis soft.
I felt that. I did feel that.
Bob in Youngstown. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Quickly wanted to give a T-shirt idea, but I wanted to touch on the Draymond Green situation as well. You know, we've been fooled enough times by this guy over the course of his 13-year career, whatever it's been. And I was trying to draw a comparison of some other player that he reminds me of, and I had to go to hockey of all places. But I'm sure you remember Claude Lemieux,
yeah,
who was wildly talented, but always found himself putting himself in the wrong places at the wrong times. Like Draymond yesterday, it's not like Golden State was down by 20 points and they needed a spark to try to get back into the game with a physical play. It was just boneheaded. And he's too talented and intelligent of a basketball player to continue to do this. I'm tired of being fooled by him. But on that note, I do have a T-shirt idea for you.
Okay.
Since you guys unfortunately were snubbed, and I think it is kind of criminal that you haven't won the Sports Emmy over the past so many years, how about a simple 2023 Sports Emmy snub T-shirt for listeners who would be proud enough to wear it, like myself?
Thank you, Bob. So we make a T-shirt that says we got snubbed by the Sports Emmy committee. Yes, Paul.
every year we have a box of We Won the Sports Emmy shirts and we send them down to Panama because we don't win.
The third world countries, we've been sending our t-shirts. We won the Sports Emmy. And then we don't. So we have to ship those t-shirts. Mazur in Des Moines. Des Moines. Hi, Mazur.
Hey, how you doing, DP? First time, long time. 5'9", a sleek and aerodynamic 188. I just wanted to call and talk about Draymond. I think he's a fake tough guy who's just an active content creator for his podcast. And I think he's lost the locker room because none of his teammates or even his head coach was trying him to stop from acting a fool last night. So I think they want him gone. He ran off Kevin Durant, and he's punched a teammate. So,
He's going to the Hall of Fame, but he'll go with baggage. But it feels like he's going because he's a team member, and that team should be decorated. History will be very kind to the Golden State Warriors. I also like that what Sacramento did. Sacramento looked at Golden State and said, all right, let's take that, and then how do we amplify that? And Sacramento has been able to do that. The offense is very good, and they've made some good choices for a change. I mean, their history is, well, the recent history is littered with just poor decisions, whether it's a coach not taking Luka, who you do take. Didn't they take Robinson out of Kansas, Ben McLemore? Although I did like McLemore.
Loved him.
Yeah. And, you know, he's a great rapper, too.
Okay.
McLemore.
No, I got it.
No, I know. I didn't know if you knew who McLemore was.
A good rapper.
Yeah, I know.
I love his great. Yes. Yes.
I know.
Yeah, the Kings have taken a lot of guys that didn't work out. They've had, like Bismack Biyombo, Ben McLemore, Willie Cauley-Stein, remember him? Nick Stauskas?
Michigan State?
Yeah, who sounded European because
it's N-I-K. N-I-C or N-I-K?
There's an umlaut in Stauskas. Zach Collins, he didn't work out so well. Yeah, not bad. Marvin Bagley,
Junior, the third.
I love that kid.
Yeah.
Thought he was going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, he played at Duke, so you're like, man, that guy's great.
Tyrese Halliburton, who was great, they traded.
I know.
But it's worked out.
I was bummed because I like Tyrese Halliburton. But then Sabonis has been wonderful. He's been a great player. Yeah, so they've made some mistakes there. Yes, Marv.
25 nationally TV games.
Oh, is that what you're saying next year?
I can't wait. Look, they're this year's Grizzlies. They make a little run. They're going to be on national TV a few times next year.
Okay.
Okay, eight games.
Sean in Sacramento. Hi, Sean.
Yo, my brother, thanks for taking my call. Hail to the Kings. Hail to the Kings. Hey, shout out James of Virginia, man. I just really wanted to call in because I don't know if you remember, Dan. I called you all,
yes, you did.
Drunk with hate and sadness at the beginning of the year. I wanted to take a bet that the Kings make the playoffs, a pie to the face bet, not because I was confident in the Kings, but because I needed something to root for this year. And here we are, two games away from putting away the defending champions. And that brings up my next question, man. Is there anybody willing to take a pie to the face bet that the Kings make the NBA Finals?
Oh, does anybody want a piece of Sean and Sack? Sean is definitely feeling himself today. Yeah.
Sean is saying they're making the finals.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to bet against Sacramento because it's a great story. Does anybody want to bet against Sean and see his dreams come crashing down?
Oh, I do like when that happens to people. But I like the Kings, too.
I mean, it feels like really what we're saying is which one of us wants to make sure his dreams come crashing down and he gets a pie to the face.
Yeah. Who wants?
Because they're not doing that.
Yeah. All right. Sean Seton will take you up
on
that.
Yeah, I'll take you on that.
Yeah, he'll take you up on that.
All good. Thank you.
All right. See, Sean was always like this, this is the year. He's always excited. And then, I talked to him halfway through the season, and he knew that it was had to wait till next season. Now you're up 2-0. You did what you were supposed to do. Just slow your roll a little bit here. Because I'm going to guess Golden State will be pretty good in Golden State.
I don't want to root against the Kings either, though.
I don't either.
I like them. I don't want to root against them. I like De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah. But you don't really like Sean in Sacramento.
I don't have anything against him. I mean, it's not like we're talking about San Diego right now.
Don't do that. Seton riled up the Padre fans.
Oh, who wants to get a bet going out? Oh, I forgot all about that. How many cities in California can hate me right now?
You've taken over the role that McLovin had for
something
years.
About this chair, man.
Yeah, Paulie.
I was thinking about, I saw it on NFL Network the other day, people celebrating too early. They replayed the Chiefs-Texans, the 51-31 game.
Yeah.
The Texans are on the sidelines. Oh, yeah. Joking around.
Yeah. The Atlanta Falcons against the Patriots. Chris Mannix will join us and get his thoughts on what he thinks the NBA will do with Draymond Green. 2 hours in the books, one more to go on this Tuesday Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.